morning on 2FM. 2FM.
And my next guest is a Blanchardstown native who made his acting debut at the age of 13 in the Michael Winterbottom BBC drama called Family. In 2014, 5 years ago, he took the lead role in Ken Loach's movie Jimmy's Hall, and he's since gone on to star in productions like The End of the Effing World, Maze, and Taken Down from RTE. He's a busy man, and now he's back starring alongside Maeve Higgins in a new Irish supernatural comedy called Extraordinary. Not Extraordinary, Extraordinary, which was named the best Irish film at this year's Galway Film Fla, and it's just opened in cinemas this weekend. So before I talk to Barry Ward, I'm going to give you a clip from the film. Let me put that bit up there. There we go. Here's Barry's character here called Martin. Actually, his name is Martin. And he's taking a driving lesson from Rose, played by Maeve Higgins. Martin is pretending to want a driving lesson when, in fact, he's actually looking for Rose to exorcise the spirit of his dead wife.
I didn't really come to you for a driving lesson.
Oh my God, you're an external examiner. Let me just say, that thing about the mirrors, I was only messing. You do need to use them.
I was going to just do a lesson and then pretend to my daughter that I had asked you for help and then you would say no.
Wait, ask me for help? With what?
With my wife.
Oh, your wife? She can't drive, is it?
No, my deceased wife.
Oh, I knew this was going too well. I'm a driving instructor and you are perfectly capable of driving, so please exit my vehicle. Thank you.
I knew this whole thing was a bad idea. I'm sorry. I'm...
Friend, did your wife do that to your face?
It's just a bump. Bonnie said it'd be... If I put some frozen peas on it, it'll
Wait,
be
you
fine.
Can hear her when she speaks?
Yeah, why?
Never mind.
It's just you're so nice to talk to. You seem like such a warm person.
You seem really nice as well.
And maybe you could have a chat with my wife. You know, woman to woman, use your gift and just to find out what's up with her.
Mm-mm, I don't use my talents anymore. I swore I would never again. They're too dangerous.
Barry Ward, welcome to the programme and thanks a million for coming in, Barry. Good man yourself.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You're laughing before we start.
Yeah, I grew up watching you on the music, presenting music shows on RTE. I've been a fan for years.
Really, have you? Let's have a fan in here. Good man yourself. Okay, listen, by the way, like, there's a generation out there now who look to something like Rotten Tomatoes. And I want to mention that first because 100% this movie has at the moment on Rotten Tomatoes. Basically what it means is that those who have seen the movie think it's fantastic. So tell me about, first of all, the actual film itself.
So it's a supernatural comedy. Someone described it as Nationwide meets Ghostbusters. So it kind of touches on all those what you'd expect from that genre of horror, and kind of pays homage to all that. And at the same time, it's got a distinctly kind of Irish and perhaps fair to say rural feel to it. So it's all... Yeah, it's all very tongue-in-cheek and humorous and great fun. The lads have a brilliant sense of humour.
Distinctly Irish. It's 100%. Yeah. It couldn't
well,
be
it's
more.
It's travelling well as well. I mean, it's...
No, but I mean, I mean that like in a way that it is, and then it should travel well.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Totally. And while it is Irish, the Yanks are lapping it up, and I hope it does well in the UK where it gets a release next month. You know, I think it has universal appeal as well, and horror movies are endlessly popular.
And the clip I played earlier on, I mean, like, it's a driving instructress. Is that the right word, I wonder? I suppose
think,
it is,
they
yeah.
all gender neutral.
They're all gender neutral. Okay,
no,
okay.
Actress doesn't exist
okay, well,
anymore,
then so. This actor is a driving instructor. Her name is Maeve Higgins. And you want to get driving lessons, but actually you don't. That's the kind of clip I played earlier on. So explain that part to me.
Yeah, so I'm a man who's somewhat down at heel, and his dead wife, the ghost of his dead wife, is haunting him. So he calls Rose Dooley, played by Maeve Higgins, up for some help. She is a local exorcist. I think it's fair to say. And basically it's a meeting of these two single people.
Yeah, exactly.
And lonely
now,
people.
Yeah. Now, you're a very good dad. You've got a daughter. You loved your wife, but, I mean, you kind of wish she'd get out of your life now at this stage, considering she's dead. Maeve, the last thing she wants to do is to get involved in what she used to be famous for, which is ghost busting and all the rest of it. She had a little bit of an accident somewhere along the way with her own dad, etc., at a crossroads. And basically, she's kind of drawn back into it because she fancies you and she has to get back into it because of that.
Yeah, she's only human.
She's only human. Would you listen to him? Okay, so she has a kind of a love-hate relationship with the talents that she has. She's really good at it. Now, enter somebody else who's this... Well, American singer-songwriter.
Yes, played by Will Forte. He plays Christian Winters, a kind of washed-up rock star who makes... He tries to make a pact with the devil to get a number one hit record. So yeah, he's a washed up rock star living in Ireland as a tax exile, yeah. And holed up in a big castle. What's the festival that I've been to? Castle Baluba in Tullamore.
Really?
Yeah, that's where we filmed it, yeah.
Castle Baluba.
Oh, I'm making that up, clearly. What is it?
Yeah, Castle Baluza.
I was right.
It was so obvious that it was Castle Baluza. I went, Castle Baluba? Brilliant, I love it. And yeah, I mean, like, he lives in this huge big castle with his mad wife, girlfriend, sidekick,
yes.
Whatever she is.
Yes.
Yeah, right. And she's egging him on all the time.
Yeah, and he's got this great, what would you call it? He's kind of a meatloaf character, isn't he? It's very extravagant and glam rock kind of stuff. Which the lads love. The writers were in a band years ago called the Warlords of Pez, who I used to love.
Oh, yeah.
And they love music, and they love bad music more so. So Christian Winter just kind of epitomises that.
Yeah, he was a one-hit wonder, made a fortune out of it, obviously, if he could afford to live in that place. And off he goes. So you are Martin Martin. You have to kind of keep it together and be kind of sane in some ways and realise that maybe there's a connection between you and Maeve. In the movie, her dad has a TV series.
That's
in a
right.
Nationwide-y kind of way or whatever.
Played by Richard Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, right. He's whatever Dooley. What's his first
Vincent.
Name? Vincent. Vincent Dooley. Yeah, exactly, yeah. And like you're asking all sorts of questions that if you eat cheese at night, well, then you've eaten a ghost.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Like, you know, what does it mean to eat a ghost, etc.
Putting the normal into paranormal.
Putting the normal into paranormal. And just to let you all know, this is not based on a true story. But it does say at the beginning that it is. So tell me about that.
I think that's the lads amusing themselves.
No. Really?
Yeah. Every time I watch it, I see something new in there. And there's a lot of effects. I think that's where the filmmaker's strength lies. They've got brilliant visual ideas and they're great with effects, most of which were done kind of in camera and on the day, but obviously there was quite a bit of post-production as well. But it just looks great, and I'm always finding little nuggets in there every time
I watch
it.
I know you're going to say that the ghosts going down the street with no feet on the ground kind
yeah.
of stuff, or the daughter, being exorcistically raised up in the air and all
levitating,
those kind of things.
Yeah.
But I mean, like some of the stuff with your man Winter, like there's major effects with the huge big vortex and the hole and all the rest. Like that's gigantic money.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of ignorant about that side of things, but I can say that it looks great and the lads did a fantastic job in that respect. You know.
Yeah, it does look huge. In fact, there's even one thing I'd like people to look out for, and maybe it's just me. When the title comes up on the screen, there's a bird that flies past.
Yeah.
Do you notice the bird flies across the title?
Yes.
Oh, great, I thought that was just me.
Yeah.
Like, is that not weird or brilliant or what?
Yeah, and intentional, I'm sure. And it puts you, and it happens right at the very beginning. So when the title of the movie comes up, I think signals like that let the audience know
we're talking the paranormal here.
Yeah, and where you're at. This is the kind of movie you're about to watch.
And there's a branch that says hello to her every day.
There you go. Don't you get that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I thought you might say something like that. So preparing for the role of a father whose daughter is possessed by an evil spirit. How does one prepare there now, Martin Martin, which is what your name is in the movie?
Yeah, I talked to Mike and then the writer directors, and I actually watched a lot of other films. They happened to be referencing some of my favorite movies, so I rewatched a lot of films that I've loved for years. Coen Brothers, specifically Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
Being John Malkovich, we watched again. So I was Poltergeist, I watched again. So I was watching those kind of things for as much for style and, you know, and kind of gauging a performance. But I always dive into books for research. And I mean, as you've described, the film is so kind of out there and heightened that there's not a great deal of, I don't know, naturalism you can kind of go in for. So I maybe took a wrong turn by diving into some Ted Hughes poetry and John Williams Stoner. I was looking for books about people and men grieving. Because Martin Martin, who we meet, has lost his wife.
Yeah.
So there's all that going on. So I was reading kind of very heavy literature that probably didn't serve me well at all.
No, it probably did, because, I mean, okay, that's for your character, Martin Martin. But I get the impression that the movie looks as though it was kind of written around Maeve. For Maeve,
yeah,
with Maeve in mind and the kind of humour that she does.
I think that's exactly right. And I think she co-wrote it. I'm not sure what kind of credit she gets on it, but she certainly had huge input for quite a long time. She's been attached for ages and ages. And while making it, you know, obviously we had our script, but she was brilliant for improving. And
no, that's exactly what I mean, because like I'd say, like when they made School of Rock with Jack Black, like it's kind of like there's no use giving him a script.
You let him
what
loose.
You want you to do is this and this and do it your own way, and that's what he does, and that's what makes it so brilliant. I get the impression there would have been a bit of that with Maeve.
There was. Worry,
I'll do the Maeve Higgins bit on this.
Yeah, there was. I mean, the script was solid and was there, and we were working from that. But she was constantly inventing and creating and improvising, and not just quips and one-liners, which she's obviously really great at. Really great narrative strands. Yeah. She's really clever in that respect, and it's kind of writing on the spot. And and a lot of that kind of stuff that she would throw at me and I'd bounce back on ended up in the movie.
Right,
like, there's a lovely strand of will they, won't they kiss and get together.
It's like she says something kind of up front and then realizes, well, actually you weren't picking it up the same way, so she has to pull back.
Yeah,
and it's the way she does that. Even meeting your man coming out of the shop.
Yes,
the rock star.
Yes, person, will you, won't like, you?
The way he does it. I mean, sorry, the way she does it is very Maeve Higgins.
Yeah,
okay. And by the way, you mentioned movies that might have meant something to you. Like, I mean, if I say Batman Returns, The Exorcist, and Ghostbusters. There's a bit of all that there too. Well, certainly The Exorcist.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you know, unashamedly, we pay homage to that those movies and nod to them. There's that great iconic image from the poster of The Exorcist, where the Exorcist title character is outside the house with the bag,
standing underneath the big
street light. Exactly, exactly.
We have Dr. Karras, or we have Father Karras. Yeah,
bang on. Maeve standing outside my home with the bag. Yeah, I think it kind of sends those movies up as well a bit, you know.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, just nobody can see this because this is only on radio, but you're smiling the whole way. The way you're talking. Is that on that? Like, you know, you've worked on an awful lot of productions with fairly heavy subject matter. Does comedy come easy to you?
Yeah, I really like it. I've done very little until recently when I did that show you mentioned, End of the Effing World.
Yeah.
Which was a Channel 4 Netflix series. Really dark comedy stuff, and I had a kind of a, you know, a bit of a cameo. I had a couple of episodes on it, and since then it's kind of opened up a lot of doors in terms of comedy. I do really enjoy doing comedy. I find it quite easy, and it's less taxing than the heavier stuff, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to be a couple of different people in this now and again.
Yeah,
especially with those disgusting ectoplasmic scenes.
Yeah, there's a lot of bodily fluids on display and going on in this movie. Yeah, that was kind of physically challenging, but really enjoyable, you know. Really great fun. You probably wouldn't get to do something like that in straight up drama, you know. I certainly haven't.
No, probably not indeed. Okay, so you know, as they say, when you've worked on those things, they are different. Like Maeve Higgins, the female lead, as a stand-up comedian, comedy is obviously where she feels at home, kind of thing. Do you think working closely with her might have helped you sort of mine that comedic streak that you might have had there and didn't
definitely
know too much about?
Definitely. Yeah. You learn so much from everyone you work with, and working with comedians, yeah, is no different. I've done a few now back-to-back. I did a show with Mae Martin, who's a Canadian stand-up. Did a show with her, a Netflix series recently. We filmed in Manchester, in which I played a stand-up comic.
Oh.
Which was great fun getting to do that. Kind of, tick that box. You know,
tick that
something
box indeed, yeah.
And I just completed a movie with Sharon Horgan as well, who's another brilliant comic actress.
Oh, what's that?
It's called Beards. So that will be out next year, I think.
And what's Beards about?
It's a coming-of-age story starring Fiona O'Shea and myself, and set in 90s Ireland, and myself and Sharon Horgan are the parents.
Okay, so just to get back to the special effects finally then about the movie, I would imagine you weren't there for a lot of what might have been done in post-production. It's not your gig. So when you go and see the movie, are you going, whoa, I didn't know they were doing all this?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was on the page, so you could use your imagination, but it is one thing on set with a guy standing under a cloak, playing Satan, and it's another thing when you go and see the movie. I think I'm giving way too much away about the film now at this stage. But yeah, I mean, that's the nature of filmmaking, you know. There were a lot of strings everywhere, and for the effects and slamming of doors and
Well, you've been working on a TV miniseries called The Capture. That's been on since the last few weeks. How's The Capture doing?
I've watched.
Don't know, don't care.
I've watched two episodes, and I'm happy. I think it's good. I think the critics are liking it, and a few people I've spoken to who watched it said they liked it. Yeah, that's all I can go on.
Like next would be Beards, but in the middle, Lily Meets Charles, or Lily Meets Charlie, I should
Lily
say.
Lily Meets Charlie was a short film I did last year. It's playing in London next week. Yeah.
And what else are you going to do?
I'm doing a Sky Atlantic show in London called Save Me, season two. We did the first season a couple of years back. That was really popular, and that's quite a good show. And I'm filming a new Netflix series in Spain called White Lines. So I'm over and back, double jobbing, which is scary.
Is it work or is it fun?
It's both.
Is it?
Yeah. It's both. Okay. And you all, I mean, it's always work and you have to try and make it fun.
Right. Well, listen, Barry, congratulations. Well done. Because you seem to have a few more going as well. That, like, just keep it all going is the way it is, isn't it?
That's the key.
Okay. Extraordinary is the movie. As I say, rave all over the place. It's very funny stuff. And Maeve is up there and you keep up with her so well. There's one or two scenes I wanted to mention. I just suddenly forgotten now at the moment. I mean, all that toasting stuff in the kitchen and all that. I mean, all the plate going up against, like, all that's...
Yeah, it looks great, right?
It does look great. Was that a piece of string? No.
There was a lot of a lot of string theory, yeah. It was a very technical job in that respect. Kind of timing is relying on certain things happening. And so it makes the whole gig very technical, you know. And then, of course, the stuff with me and Maeve was just... I'm much more at home with that kind of stuff. It's just more personal, I guess.
All right, well, listen, Barry Ward. Barry, thanks a million for dropping in. Extraordinary is the name of the movie, and it's out now. Good man, Barry.
Thank you very much. Dave Fanning on 2FM.